This song's called Anything, Anything.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Welcome to Anything, Anything on Rich Russo's Your Weekly 2-Hour ass-kicking, band-breaking, taste-making, genre-busting, free-form radio extravaganza broadcasting from Cedar Knolls, New Jersey. And we begin with R.E.M. covering Pylon, a song called Crazy, preceded by Steve Jobs voicing the famous Apple commercial, the crazy one. Steve Jobs' birthday is today. And when we think of all that guy has accomplished, it's indeed crazy, as well as all the industries that he's disrupted. But what he did to or for the music industry, depending on what side you fall on, is probably the most important cultural shift ever in media consumption, and odds are it will never, ever be topped. Some believe he opened the floodgates. Others believe he put the dam up to stop the flood. I believe he put up the dam. He made people pay for music again. He made it a viable moneymaker for artists and labels. He created an ecosystem that worked, but what he was unable to stop, although he had tried, was the uploading of songs to video sites like YouTube, where not only was there illegal content posted, which denied the artist revenues, it also set up a structure where others, such as Google and random uploaders and link baiters who didn't own the content, could actually profit from it. And as long as this country and the lazy parents of these generations don't instill in their kids that this is the equivalent of walking into a supermarket and stealing a quart of milk, this will fester on and on. Responsibility falls on us to make sure artists get compensated, regardless of whether or not it inconveniences us. What we do on radio and what is done on TV to promote these artists to a mass audience with licenses and overhead, expense, etc., is in essence a trade-off and beneficial to the artist. The video sites have no rules, no licenses. It's do whatever you want until someone says stop. Speaking of crazy, Mike Peters of the Alarms birthday is coming up tomorrow, and he did something actually very, very crazy, which kind of plays right into the hand of where media consumption is going to. He wrote this great song called 45 RPM, and he knew it was a hit. He just knew it was a fantastic song, but he also knew that being in his mid-40s and a band that had been around for a while, this was not going to get played on popular radio. So what he did is he made up a fictional band. He called them the Poppy Fields. Released this song, and everybody bought into it. They knew nothing about this band. It sold out in HMV. It sold out in Virgin Records. DJs all over the BBC were playing this. It was the number one song. It was huge. There was even like a video of this fictional group that was just basically like the Monkees. It was just made up. Nobody knew who it was. And eventually, Mike Peters stepped up and said, hey, we thought we had nothing to lose. If we had put out a single by the Alarm, there would have been a negative feeling because whether record companies and music journalists want to admit it, image is not rated far higher than the music nowadays. I hope we provided a valid point. Why must new music necessarily have to be made by new bands? I'm 44 years old, but I'm writing songs as fresh and as vibrant as anything we've done. In Britain, they were too quick to want to find the next big thing. If you're 35, you're dismissed as over the hill. This is The Alarm as the Poppy Fields with a song called 45 RPM right now on Anything, Anything. It's Anything, Anything on Rich Russo from the album Handwritten, Gaslight Anthem with 45. It's Anything, Anything, I'm Rich Russo, Green Day covering the Who's My Generation and the Todd Snyder's My Generation Part 2, as we have some fun with similar song titles. And speaking of fun, as in fun with a period, as a listener of the show, you're familiar with that band due to me playing their song All the Pretty Girls numerous times over the last few years, as well as when we had Steel Train up here. Jack Antonoff of the band Steel Train is also in the band Fun. A few weeks ago, Jack and I went to go see the Dropkick Murphys at Roseland. He was coming from the studio where he had just wrapped up the recording of a new song that I will now give it its first airing anywhere. Also features Janelle Monáe on it. It's a bit of a departure from the previous Fun material, but still a very, very cool track. I hope you dig this. It's brand new world premiere from the band Fun. This is We Are Young on Anything, Anything.
You know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
I'm Rich Russo. Maybe we'll call it, instead of Anything, Anything, we'll call it Andrew tonight. And I am honored, I am flattered, downright blown away that we have this guest in the studio tonight, a cultural force on multiple levels, music, television, motivational speaking, club owner. He's as big as it gets right now and truly one of the coolest guys in the world. Please welcome to Anything, Anything, Andrew W.K.
Thank you.
Pumpkin's a little excited, by the way.
Wow, Rich, thank you so much. That's, I got to say, a little over the top. I feel very flattered, but also very humbled by your incredibly kind words, and thank you for having me here, and it's exciting to finally be here. I mean, here I am, a New Yorker, but I can't believe I haven't been up here. Well, congratulations, first of all. For anybody who's listening online, not in New York, it's a really big deal. The way this exists in the rock radio world is unique, and especially in New York, people were really craving and dying for something like this, so it's so exciting to be here and taking part in it. So thank you again, Rich.
This show's freeform, and we kind of have some level of the songs we're going to play and the order we're going to play them. Tonight, we've kind of, other than that first segment where we did two or three songs, we just got a pile of songs. We don't know what we're going to do, which is going to be truly, truly crazy.
It is. And that's my style, though. Like, spontaneous, fly by the seat of your pants, enjoy the... It's like a roller coaster. You're strapped in, you're going to be all right, but if you have some twists and turns and ups and downs on the way, that just makes it more exciting. So this show is going to be like a up and down roller coaster.
It might even be like Destroy, Build, Destroy. You know, we'll destroy...
Yes, that's a horse of a different color, but that's a very destructive and creative experience as well, and maybe we'll destroy some music and make some as well fresh from the start, like so, this. I could play a song for you about the show.
Let's do it.
Okay. Anything, anything, anything now on the radio with you. Anything, 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 anything with Rich Russo and me, Andrew W.K. right now. We're going to play a bunch of different songs. We're going to have some fun. We don't exactly sure what's going to happen, but guess what, everyone? When it's over, it will have only just begun.
We're here with Mike Ness, head of Social Distortion, who's going to be doing our big fourth anniversary show, one of my favorite bands in the entire world.
Thank you, and happy anniversary. 4 years is good. Radio had a profound effect on me by the age of 5 years old. You know, I can't tell you what I was listening to 4 or 5 years old, but it was rock and roll from the late 60s. And that's when I knew that this is what I was going to do by that age, 5 years old.
Anything, Anything with Rich Russo, and that was Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, live version of Thunder Road, No Nukes, 1979, Madison Square Garden. What a great version of that song, and we actually have a phone call now. Hello, RXB, who's this?
Hey, it's Brandon.
Brandon who?
Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers of the Killers? Come on, you're kidding me.
It's true, it's all true.
Recently, you actually played Thunder Road with Springsteen at Pink Pop.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing night for us.
And were you were you caught off guard? Did he just like walk down to your dressing room and say, "Hey, you're coming on for Thunder Road," or how does that happen?
He came and checked out our set, and we were walking back to the dressing rooms, and he just said, "He said, you want to do a little Thunder Road?" I said, "Hell yes."
It's funny when your Day and Age album came out. And when track 5 came on, A Dustland Fairy Tale, I said, wow, this is their Thunder Road. This is the Killers' like statement song. This is like the closing of a set song. And it's, I know for a while in the beginning of the tour, it wasn't really part of the set. Now it's in there all the time, right?
Yeah, we didn't play it at first, and now it's become a staple.
Now, was it when you didn't play it at first, was it just not ready to be played live, or you just kind of wanted to wait a little bit?
It wasn't going over so well with the crowd, and we decided we'd let them sit with the album a little bit. And now people are a little bit more familiar with it, and it's going over really great.
You sent me an email. You know, I was actually... this whole thing is baffling to me because obviously I thought this was like a big joke that you were that you guys had heard my ranting and raving about that song and how, you know, you guys are the future of rock and roll and you're going to carry the torch. And I guess it's true. Obviously, you've called in and then you actually sent me an email, you know, that came. That's a song that you want me to play, which I'm very excited. I didn't even listen to it. We just loaded into the system. I just said to Greg, who's my board op, that, hey, when Brandon calls in, we're just going to play the song right after it. So we don't even know what it is. I'm assuming it's something great. Hopefully there's no cursing in it, right?
No. It's a live version. So hopefully you'll like it.
Oh, live version of Dustland Fairy Tale?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Thank you. Have a great night.
Man.
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, man.
Okay, man.
See you soon.
How cool is that? Brandon Flowers called it. And it's funny. In the beginning of the show, I was like lamenting that I was being punked about this whole thing. And obviously, you know, I get that email like 10 minutes before the phone call comes through. It's an email from, you know, Brandon Flowers. I'm like, you know, whatever. And it's the song that we're now going to play. And hey, how cool is this? Brandon Flowers sent us a live version of A Dustland Fairy Tale. We're going to play that right now on 101.
A dustland fairy tale beginning, but just another white trash county kid in 61, long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American friends. Blue jeans, serenade, moon river. I don't believe you. Saw Cinderella in a party dress. She was looking for a nightgown. So long.
Anything on Rich Russo, very cool version. Felix Cavalieri, whose birthday was a Friday, doing a solo piano version. I've been lonely too long. Rascals playing 6 nights at the Porchester Capitol Theater. What are you doing, Greg?
Keep going. Sorry.
6 nights at the Porchester Capitol Theater. First 3 are sold out. You can go on December 20th, 21st, 22nd. Why are you answering phone calls in the middle of the show?
No, he's here. It's your phone, one.
Okay, first of all, why are you answering my phone?
No, you didn't. Hold on a second. You didn't turn off the ringer, and it's interrupting the show, and I'm trying to do the right thing.
As opposed to just hitting, like, pause on it so it would ring.
You're gonna want to answer this one, trust me.
Fine, give me the phone. Hello
Richie, how are you? It's me,
Stevie Van Zandt, calling in the middle of my radio program. Don't you know it's Sunday nights? I'm on the air.
Yeah. I heard something about that, but listen, that was kind of cool you just played, but you know, we got the real thing coming.
I know that Felix's birthday was on Friday, and I figured I'd play a song of him doing one of the Rascals songs, kind of like acoustic, just him on piano.
Which was very nice. It really was. And, you know, you always do those wacky things, and, you know, we appreciate that. But, you know, they actually made some phenomenal records, you know, like 18 hits in 5 years, to be precise, 3 number one records, you know. And they're coming, we're bringing them back live.
Oh, huh? Attaboy.
Oh.
Anything, Anything on Rich Russo. And this is the all novelty song edition. And that's one of the coolest ones ever. Transfusion by Nervous Norvus from 1956. And was the song, according to folklore, that while my co-host tonight played it on a Pasadena radio station in 1971, he was christened with the nickname Dr. Demento. So please welcome to your radio a true freeform radio legend and the all-time king of novelty programming. It's a great honor to introduce back to the New York City airwaves, Dr. Demento.
Woo, 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 wind up your radio. Hello, New York. Hello, Rich.
Hello. So I love it. I'm just so excited about this. Now, regarding that song Transfusion, one of the lines is, "Pass the claret to me, Barrett." And Barrett is your real name. So did that line have any effect on you liking that song?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I was 15 years old at the time it came out. I loved it anyway, with or without that. Barrett happened to be Nervous Norvus's manager and song publisher. So he was giving a shout to somebody, but not me. But a nice coincidence there. I was given the name Dr. Demento by a guy who called himself the obscene Stephen Kleen. He was the one who introduced me to KPPC, and everybody there had a funny name. There was Mississippi Fats and Outrageous Nevada, so I needed a funny name too, and he hung that one on me, and it stuck.
And what we're going to do now, Greg, we're going to give away some tickets. Give away tickets. As you know, Thursday night, Joan Jett, Girl in a Coma, free show, Coney Island on 21st and Surf right next to the baseball stadium there. Free show, but... as you know, with any free show, there was always spots you might want to be that are better than just being in the crowd. There's a VIP area. We've got tickets for the VIP. We're going to give them away. 1-800-423-1019. We're going to do the ninth caller. 1-800-423-1019. Pair of Joan Jett VIP passes for Thursday night in Coney Island. And Greg, what the heck? We might as well just... well, we don't care about the drop button at this point anymore.
Just answer the phones now so we can get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way because we got to get to a commercial break, right? Okay. 1019 RXP caller 1. Caller 2. RXP caller 3. RXP caller 4. RXP caller 5. RXP caller 6. RXP caller 7. RXP caller 8. Kind of bummed that you're 8, huh?
Hey.
You're caller 8. Okay, let's get to... sorry about that. You're caller 8.
See ya.
RXP, caller number 9. Let's go.
Well, thanks a lot, but my name is Joan Jett, and I don't think I need those tickets, so we can give them away. I was calling to talk to you, actually.
It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. Wanted back by Amanda Palmer. Her birthday's coming up on Tuesday. Into the Cardigans, covering Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. What a unique, unique version of that Thin Lizzy classic. The Cardigans covering The Boys Are Back in Town. And when I think of Boys in Town, I don't think of Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. I think of the Divinyls and Boys in Town, which was the first one of the first videos I remember seeing on MTV with Christina Amphlett, who was the lead singer of the Divinyls. Of course, they would go on to have a hit with I Touch Myself. She died last week. So I want to close out with a song by them. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back next week with all sorts of chaos and freeform mayhem like we always do. So let's close out with this one. It is the Divinyls with Christina Amphlett. She wrote it. She sang on it. This is called Boys in Town. Good night, everybody. This has been Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo.